Time to get a flavor of foreign climes. They seek him here, they seek him there. International man of mystery and lover of luxury the world over, Andy Marsack, independent travel reporter. You'll find him popping up in newspapers, on TV and radio and all this, but whenever he's on one of his jaunts, he always pops in to see us, doesn't tell us where he is, which is fine, but he does give us a couple of clues. We can track this man down. Clue number one as follows. He'll be here at 11:15 for the full travel log. Clue number one is this. I am on a group of three tropical islands which are classed as a British overseas territory. They were originally called Las Tortugas by Christopher Columbus due to the numbers of sea turtles he saw swimming in the waters, and the turtle remains the island's national symbol. I see. Three tropical islands classed as a British overseas territory. Las Tortugas by Columbus. Number of sea turtles he saw swimming in the waters. The turtle remains the island's national symbol. Where do you think he is? I'm guessing it's Caribbean, isn't it? It's out west. It has to be. Christopher Columbus. It's got to be out west. I'm trying to think now of Columbus's route to the New World. Where could he be? You may have been there, but turtles, national symbol of them. I've no idea. I don't think it's one of the main Caribbean islands. 81333 RUSS when you drop me a teletext. On Twitter, at Dame Edith Evans. The man himself at 11:15. Another clue after 11. I haven't seen it yet, and I've no idea. Few ideas for where in the world is Andy Marsack, because that's tonight. We don't have any early clues for the half hour of power. There are no extra points tonight. The Inchtick Parlour News is heading your way. It's a straight battle for the right answer. You've got to go solely off the news and events and a flavour of the charts, but we're trying to track down Andy Marsack, first of all. And off that first clue here, Neil in Skegby, I think he's in the Cayman Islands. Pam and the Louth Bunch. Hey, Pam. Cayman Islands for you as well. Robert in Filey. Hi there, Robert. Where in the world? I think Andy might possibly be on the Cayman Islands. I know nothing about the Cayman Islands. I've seen them in news stories, don't get me wrong, but I know nothing about the place. If it is there, this must be his first time there, I've got to say. Here then is clue number two. Stingray City is a popular tourist attraction here. Just a short boat ride from the main island, one of the few places in the world where it's possible to swim with hundreds of friendly stingrays in open water. You gotta try it, lads, he'll probably say. Stingray City, popular tourist attraction. You can swim with the stingrays. Hundreds of them. So does that sound like the Cayman Islands for you? Put that with the turtle as the national symbol. If it's confirmed it for you or it's given you doubts, then let me know on that. 0800-389-3333. 0800-389-3333. Facebook.com/LateNightRussell. Wrapping up the sit sound, songs for phones. I think we may be plumping for the Cayman Islands. We've confirmed a few things for Andy tonight. Quick note here, reference Andy Marsack. Sea turtle is the national thingy of Cape Verde, I'm just saying. Ooh, Leslie. Thrown a spanner in the works. I think I've already plumped. We'll have to wait and see, though. I may change my mind, but another sit sound tomorrow. Andy Marsack, he's in the Globe. We'll talk to him next. Doesn't make it dance. 10,000 Hours, Dan and Shane, Justin Bieber. Here on The Late Show on the BBC. I want to say good evening to Marcus. Hey there, Marcus. Russ, I don't quite understand this. Am I guessing a Cayman Islands film? This is a separate occasional that we do, have done for many years with Andy Marsack, travel log report here. There's no early clues for the half hour of power tonight. It's straight eyes down looking around about 11:30. But I appreciate why, though. Thank you, Marcus. good, though. Cayman Islands, the film with Tom Cruise. Now, though, we did have a couple of different suggestions, really. Cape Verde. Now, I'm sure he was in Cape Verde not so long ago, Andy Marsak. He's been so many places, typically luxurious. He was in Spain last time. I think, though, I'm going to go with sheer weight of opinion on this and say, good evening, Andy Marsak. Are you in Georgetown on the Cayman Islands? Good evening, Andy.
Hey, Ross. I definitely am. And once again, I've been foiled. So well done.
Yeah, well, nothing to do with me. I genuinely had no idea where you were. And people narrowed it down. It's, I mean, the national symbol, the turtle. But here you are, the Cayman Islands. I mean, this is the Caribbean, right?
Yeah, it's basically the westernmost set of islands in the Caribbean. We got Cuba and Jamaica as neighbours. And the three islands are Grand Cayman, where I am at the moment, and Cayman Brac and Little Cayman. And actually, interestingly, the Caymans used to be kind of fall under the jurisdiction of Jamaica. And then when Jamaica decided to go independent in 62, the Cayman Islands decided to remain British. Isn't that nice of them?
Okay, so they were going to stay British. Now, are there visual sort of cues to that? Do you see the British influence all over the place there?
Well, the most obvious one is everyone drives on the left-hand side, so that's good.
All on the left. Are there any red post boxes, yeah. Andy?
I don't know if there are any red post boxes, no. But everyone speaks English. And the funny thing is, as well, the Cayman Islands are not actually islands at all. They're the peaks of a huge underwater mountain range. And so that mountain range is peaking out the top of the Caribbean, and that is basically the three islands. And so they're relatively flat. But that's why here is basically scuba diving took off here, really, commercially. This was the birth of commercial scuba diving because of the enormous underwater ridge that makes it so interesting for divers. And the water itself is crystal clear because there's no rivers at all sending debris or mud into the water. So it's absolutely crystal clear. That's the kind of unique structure here. It's pretty lovely, I have to say. But I'm sure there's a bit of a misconception about the Caribbean islands, you know, being all the same. Everyone thinks one Caribbean island is very much like another.
Mm.
But there are many differences, actually. I mean, when you think about it, you've got the UK, the French, the Dutch, and the US all have their own sort of culture bringing into the different aspects of life on the island. So there is a big difference, and I guess I'm no expert on this, but I'd like to just introduce to you a lady called Annick who is from the Department of Tourism, and I've got to be on my best behaviour here, but she's going to know more about it than me. So, Annick, tell us about all the different aspects of this particular thing and why it was different from other Caribbean islands, perhaps.
Well, thank you, first of all, for having me. And I understand it's late night in the UK, but we've just been enjoying a beautiful sunset.
Yeah, you missed it, Ross, sadly.
Just missed a beautiful sunset.
Yeah.
Yes.
But outrageous. Typical.
We hope next time you'll be here with us.
Well, actually, if I could find somebody to pay for the flight, then I would be out there immediately. So, which would be the thing. Now the history of the island, I mean, it sounds like it's, like, in terms of the geography of the place, it sounds absolutely mm-hmm. extraordinary. It's in terms of the history of the islands, how long have people sort of, you know, how old is, for example, Georgetown, for example, and what kind of architecture do we see? Because I always think you can really get a good handle on a place from its architecture.
Well, it's interesting you say that because Georgetown wasn't actually our first capital. It was called Bodentown. It's a little area towards the eastern side of the island, and it's called Bodentown, and it was known as our first capital. And then eventually it moved to Georgetown, which is the main capital and is the hub where the cruise ships come in and all of the shops, etc. But Bodentang is still full of little historic sites that you can visit. So we've had quite an interesting and colorful history. And of course, part of your clues talked about we were sighted by Christopher Columbus. Mm. And when you look at the architecture here on island, Georgetown, for example, you have all of the pretty colorful buildings for the stores, etc. And then we have historic sites like Pedro St. James, which gives you a sense of what the Great House would have looked like back in the day. And then we have our beautiful homes with the sand gardens in the front. Because we didn't have the traditional grass front lawns, mm-hmm. we loved the sand gardens. So they'd get the sand from the beach. And around Christmas time, it was particularly pretty because you would brush it and then you would decorate it with shells.
Sounds beautiful, doesn't it?
What an extraordinary thing to see, like a sand garden at the front of the house. That's lovely.
It is. And you still had your plants and your shrubs and your flowers and all of the traditional medicinal plants as well that people would use for teas to cure everything. But it was sand, beautiful sand.
So when it comes
I've done some adventures. I've done some great adventures this week too, and it's, you know, basically been zeroing in on trying to find some very, very interesting things for me to do. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of bioluminescent plankton, Russ?
Bioluminescent plankton. Now, I'm no scientist, but I would imagine this is something that almost illuminates the sea around it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is. And certain times of the month, obviously, you can kayak out, or now they have a boat that you can take. And it's beautiful to see everything just glowing in the water. And if you stick your hand in the water, it also glows as well. So it's quite a fun experience to have.
Yeah, I was all suited up. You know, I put on this wetsuit and we jumped into the water. Comes up to about, you know, your stomach. And then you put goggles on and literally you're waving your arms around under the water and it's just like waving a magic wand. You know, just like you see these sprays of light. You know, it's quite extraordinary.
You're glowing in the dark.
Yeah.
Underwater.
Yeah, it's amazing. So that's something to do at nighttime. And that was something really lovely.
Yeah, I mean, that's an experience. You're not going to get that everywhere, are you?
No.
Cayman is one of the few places in the world you will be able to experience that.
Yeah. What about other sort of, because I know, like, you know, for diving and for going that and doing scubaing, and you have, you know, the coral around mm-hmm. the islands. What I mean, have you been diving, Andy, while you've been out there?
I've been snorkeling. I did have my paddy license, but I won't go into the reason now. But you know, it's too complicated lugging great big oxygen tanks around with you. It's no fun for me. But snorkeling is just as good in my view. And to be said, you know, crystal clear water, fantastic exotic fish. Mm-hmm. It's just been wonderful. And Stingray City was, let me tell you, was hands down one of the most amazing things I've done. Literally, you know, you're holding your arms out and a giant stingray comes and lands itself on top of it, you know, off top of your arms. And it's basically giving you a massage. And they feel like you're holding a giant mushroom. But beautiful animals, beautiful fish, rather. Yeah, fabulous.
So, like, Stingray City. Yes, carry on.
No, I was saying to that point, you know, one of the great things about Stingray City is that it's monitored and they are in their natural habitat. So it's an opportunity to kind of see them out there in open water, but it's not deep. You can actually stand for most people in the water, which makes it comfortable.
Yeah, the good thing about it was the fact that for generations, fishermen had been cleaning their fish on this sandbar. Mm-hmm. And so the kind of the stingrays group there automatically, you know, just naturally going there to pick up the scraps of fish. So it's not something like it's sort of a Disney thing where they just make them turn up. They do that of their own accord. And because of that, they're very relaxed and they're pretty laid back about stuff. So you can hold them and they don't have any problems at all. They don't feel threatened. So it's a pretty unique experience.
Okay. Brilliant. Now, Andy, you've had bioluminescence, in the water. You've been hanging around with stingrays, having a wonderful time. What about on land? And more importantly, Andy, what's the food like?
Oh, the food. Now that's a topic, because we love food in the Cayman Islands. We love culinary. So anything from fine dining, but of course, you know, I'm going to tell you about local food. So our fresh fish, and we are going into season for conch and lobster, because we do have specific seasons when you can take them out of the water. And of course, there's the Cayman style beef that's very flavorful, was traditionally a dish for Christmas, but now we love it all year round. And you have to end it with a glass of swanky, which is our Cayman version of lemonade. And you can spike that with some rum. Or, you know, for those who like a good sweet, we have heavy cake, which is made of cassava or sweet potato and coconut milk and done like a pudding.
And what about the other thing, the cocktail?
So we have the cocktail.
Mudslide.
Oh, yes. So on the eastern part of the island in Rum Point, they are known for the mudslide. It's this deliciousness in a glass. That's what I can describe it. And it has, I think it's the bay leaves in there as well. It's almost very creamy. So for those people who love drinks that are like ice creamy, this is perfect.
It's basically rum ice cream.
Well, there you go. We'll have two glasses of that. If you can pop them in the post, Andy, that sounds absolutely terrific. And a lobster when it's in season, just stick that in the post for us. Andy, we must draw things to a conclusion here. I mean, you are there. I mean, there are no twin towns I can tell you about here, but how long are you there experiencing life in this luxurious surroundings?
I know, it's pretty good, isn't it? I've been forced to stay here till Thursday afternoon.
Forced?
But I'm going to make hay while the sun shines and make sure that I do as much as I can in the meantime. Don't worry.
Brilliant. Always. Well, it's nice to meet you, Annick, and nice to talk to you as always, Andy. And you take it steady, hanging out with the stingrays and enjoying the mudslide.
Thanks, mate. I'll see you on the hammock.
I'll see you on a hammock and bioluminescence and all that. Andy Mossack in the Cayman Islands, like you do. It's Andy's life, and he'll be back with us, I'm sure, a couple of weeks' time, somewhere else in the world that's equally luxurious.
Weekday mornings from 9.
Jonathan Cowherd.